Hello, my beautiful friends.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea,
I have a little music for you.
To find you.
This is Count on Me by Bruno Mars.
If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of. To help our friends in need, you can count on me. Like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2.
So, I was looking for a song. I don't know. I like this song. I don't even think I've ever heard this song, as it happens oftentimes with music I play for you. But you know, if you opened up my email last week, which if you didn't, that's okay. I'll fill you in right now. That last week I had two people in my world in the hospital with life-threatening situations. And wow, was that a wake-up call. Right. And it's a little bit of a cliche. We always hear that term, wake up call. We hear phrases like, you know, we just don't know how much time we have with people, or things can happen out of the blue, or we, you know, I can't think of any of those other cliches right now, but I know they're there. They'll probably come to me. And I've just been thinking. So first and foremost, let me tell you that I was so grateful for those of you who reached out to me. I was so grateful that I felt the permission to, instead of creating a new voice note last week, I sent you a replay of one about asking for help, because that seemed very pertinent at the time. Still does. And I also want to thank you for your love and energetic support. Both of those people are at home. And let me tell you, it feels like a miracle. And maybe it was a miracle, but I've been thinking so much about, well, of course, right? I've just been thinking about everything. And one of the interesting things about what happened was that really the last 2 weeks have been kind of upended for me emotionally. And also logistically in my life, I had all sorts of things that I thought I was going to be doing, right? Like, especially with my book, Say It Now, and the holidays, I had lots of different kinds of ways that I was going to promote the book or promote the little mini workshop that I have about creating one-of-a-kind gifts. This is all stuff that's really important to me, but when push comes to shove, it's not as important as the people I love. Hey! Did you hear that little rhyme there? When push comes to shove, it's not as important as the people I love. If I were a songwriter, I would just get right on that. But I'm not. Yeah, so as you can imagine, also in the hustle and bustle of the holidays, and so many people around me were in a completely different space than me. Like, I've suddenly feel like I've you know, come back, bubbled, risen up to the surface, or what is that? I've come up for air, and the holidays are happening. What, I think, for those of us who celebrate Christmas and New Year's, are right around the corner. And Hanukkah is long past, so... Yeah, so my message to you today, as you've already guessed, is getting perspective, and how hard that is to do when there's nothing pushing us to get perspective. It's something I've actually asked myself many, many times, because of course, right? So my book is called Say It Now, because all of the things that we say at people's funerals or memorials, there's these stories we tell, the photos we pull up, the appreciations, the love. My thing is, say it now while someone can hear it. But the thing is, in order to kind of, you know, have that kind of desire and courage and vulnerability to say it now to someone, I think we have to tap in a little bit to that knowledge that I'm, you know, telling you today, which is we have to tap into that knowledge that we actually don't have all the time in the world. We actually don't know for real how much time we have with people we love. And it's so hard to get. And as I'm saying this out loud, I'm also thinking, well, this is not a very cheerful holiday message, Miss Sherry, to be, you know, putting out to everyone. But actually, you know, it's not about wanting to sugarcoat anything at this moment for me. What it's really about, and I'll tell you, this is what I want to say, it just came to me, that this is a time of year when many people are spending time with people they love. It's a time when we're getting together with old friends. It's a time when we're getting together with family. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, maybe it's still a time that a lot of people happen to have off work, and we are in the presence of people that we love and we care about. And I think that the message that I want to say is it's easy to get caught up in one more cake to make or one more recipe or one more gift or one more this or one more that. But the real honest to goodness truth of it is that what matters way more than any of that is finding a way to actually be truly present with the people we love. And again, those words have gotten such a, you know, they've taken on such a cliche feel to them. Being present with the people you love, being present with the people you love. Like, what in the world does that even mean? But I think in my life, it means foregoing something that's going to distract us and instead finding a way to put our phone away, to put our computer away, to turn off the TV, and really sit with someone that we love and have a meaningful conversation. It means being able to look them in the eye and take a deep breath. And suddenly we remember that they were going through a really hard time with something earlier, maybe a few weeks ago or earlier this year, and being able to say, hey, you know, how are you doing with that? It's being able to say, how are things going really, you know, with this health issue? You know, I'm here for you. There's space. Like, it's almost like creating a literal circle that feels like there's space for someone to really be true and real with you, and vice versa, right? It's almost hard to quantify, but I think we all know what it means. You know, I think we all know how sometimes it's like we're in the midst of all of the holiday gatherings, and it's just kind of a rush of dishes and cooking and quick, like, you know, like checking in with someone. But before you know it, the whole evening has passed with kind of busyness. And I just want to be the one right now, maybe there's other ones and I hope there are, whispering in your ear to really take a deep breath and consider what matters most. I was so beside myself with joy the other day that my friend who had a stroke is back. She's back. And that doesn't happen to everyone, right? I'm well aware of that. And to simply get to sit together and, you know, just to have a glass of water and just really feeling the miracle of sitting with someone we love and being able to have a conversation. Something that how many hundreds of times have I taken for granted with this particular friend? And suddenly it's the best gift in the world to have a conversation, right? And so how, again, you know, how do we, when someone's not sick, when someone's not in a dire circumstance, when someone we love hasn't passed away, how do we remember that this is what matters most? I think this is just like one of the toughest questions, but I want to ask it now. I want to ask it now because you're going to be getting together with people you love. And I'm going to ask it now because maybe there's still the chance that you might take this weekend and create a love list for someone in your life. And if you don't know what a love list is, then I tell you, you can still get my book, and I'll walk you through in my book all kinds of different ways to make a love list, and you could do it in an hour. Or you could go to my website and just download my free gift on my website, and that will tell you. But it's like the love list to me, it's a way of connecting with someone before we actually see them, which is one of the big benefits of it. It's not only a gift you can give someone, but it's free to make, and it is a way of really helping yourself almost meditate on the love that you feel for this person. I think this is why you guys hear me talk about the love list all the time, and hopefully you don't get too sick of it, but it's why I never get tired of making them or giving them, because even if I've made one for someone before, and that in the moment meditating again on what I love about them brings me back to all the specific reasons I love them and what makes them unique and why they've impacted my life. And then when the moment comes that I'm actually going to be with this person, I'm just, you know, I'm focused, right? I'm focused on why I love them. And that is super important, because otherwise what's happening is, you know, you open the door and someone you love is there, but what's on your mind is, oh gosh, I have to take the pie out in 45 minutes, and oh my goodness, you know, I've got that call in 2 hours, and oh, I've still got to run to the store and get some more la 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 la, and oh, did I put gas in the car for tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And you're not, this is what I mean by, I say being present, you're not present. What you're present with is all of this gobbledygook in your head, and there's your person standing in the doorway just waiting to be loved, right? So the love list is a way of, maybe this is why I love it so much. I don't think I've ever seen this so super clearly, but when I was talking about how do we remind ourselves that life is fleeting and that we may not have all the time in the world with someone we love, we may not have all the time in the world that we think we do, the love list does remind us of that. It does. And other gifts that I am always sort of suggesting to you, you know, these kinds of experiential gifts of time and love, experiences with people, memory making. The reason I'm so passionate about that, I think, is that because they do give us that pause to say, you know what? This is what matters. This relationship, these creating of memories. It doesn't matter if I make the perfect soup. You know, if I go out and buy soup, and then by the time I'm sitting with my person, I'm so relaxed and peaceful and available and ready to be with them, that's way more important. Now, I'm not saying don't make the soup. Make the soup if you want, but try to remember where the priorities are. You know, the priorities are not these like doing more. The priorities are how to create a memorable moment. And your soup might be a part of that. And I get that for sure, because a lot of people have made me some darn good soup, and it has created a sense of warmth and connection and, you know, memory making. But don't sacrifice your calm presence for all these things to do. I guess that's what I'm saying. I love you. I'm so glad we're here. Let's see what Bruno Mars. Maybe he's got some other wisdom to impart in this song. Because that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh, yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song. This is so pretty. It's so sweet. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can't count on me. 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. I love that. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I hope that even though you and I are not really standing, you know, face to face, we're not sitting across that table that I always think about, but metaphorically we are. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, and I can count on you. How'd that go? 4, 4, 3, 2. We can. Because this is another really important place to be is, you know, this connection that we have where what we're doing, you know, by you showing up for me, it, you know, sort of invites me to show up for you. And then here I've just spent 16 minutes now and 53 seconds being reminded myself of what really matters. So as the days go on, I hope that you'll just really try to find your own ways, and let me know when you do what they are, to do what happens when someone gets sick or someone dies, which is that sort of, as they say, the lowering of the veil. How do you do that in everyday life? I think this is what we're after, because what we want is to show up every time we see someone and just really take them in, appreciate them, love them, feel it, you know, experience those meaningful moments on any day. It doesn't have to be a holiday. It doesn't have to be a birthday, but especially when they're right there with us. And if you've got people showing up at your doorstep over the next few days, love them the best you can and take care of yourself the best you can so that you can show up with the energy and the generosity and the heart that you really want to show up with. All right. I send you love. I'm so glad to be here with you. I'm so grateful for you. Mwah. I will see you again. I don't know when New Year's is. Maybe before New Year's, maybe after New Year's. We don't know, but I can count on you like 4, 3, 2. And you can count on me like 1, 2, 3. Bye-bye.